You need to be thinking about exactly what you're doing with the intent of your podcast. Everything, what you're going to be talking about, what you're going to be doing, and why. When it comes to launching a podcast, you have two options. It's either hard launching the podcast or soft launching. If there's one thing I'm bloody good at, it is leveraging the hell out of a piece of content. Using clips, getting it repurposed, it grew to over 100,000 downloads. Hello and welcome to the Big Vision Business Owners podcast. This is the place for business owners that have a message that they want to share with the world. And we'll be talking on this podcast about how to get seen online, how to raise your visibility and actually get your message out there so that you can have that impact on the world. We are all about creating a true connection with your audience, building a community around your podcast, what you do, that feeds into your business, that can lead to growth, leads, and more sales. And finally, we're all about changing the world, changing the way the world thinks by helping you to share your message so you could have that impact, leave that lasting legacy, and be part of greater change in the future. And I'm your host, Chantel Dyson, who's here to do it with you along the way. I'll be sharing my expertise and experiences with being a big vision business owner, with being able to create content online the clever way, which means not having to spend hours on your phone. And together, we'll be looking at how we can raise your profile online to get your message seen and heard. And with that, let's get on with today's episode. Welcome back to another episode. And we are diving straight in today with something very practical, and that is launching a podcast. Now, don't switch off if you already have a podcast, because this might still be for you. The obvious is if you don't yet have a podcast and you want to know how long it's going to take to launch. I'm going to be talking about the process within that, but really giving you a clear time scale on how long you need before you start your podcast. But this might also be for you if you had a podcast or you have one, but you're not very consistent. And realistically, what you need to do is do a relaunch. You need to take a break, or maybe you've naturally taken a break because everything's been prioritized and you know that you need to get back to podcasting for all the good reasons that having a podcast brings. It makes you, hopefully, makes you committed to the process because you need to be showing up weekly. It means that you are getting clear on your message and thinking about who you're talking to all the time. It's great for building your authority, getting known as an expert in your field, and of course, it gives you endless amounts of content to be able to use and to have that omnipresence across all social media platforms whilst being in one of the least competitive markets. Podcasting still feels like everyone's got a podcast, but I can tell you now, they're not active. And that might be why you need to listen so that you can relaunch your podcast. Now, you're probably used to the term launching. We're not talking about rockets, although the rocket emoji gets used all the time whenever there's a launch. But you're probably used to launching in your business for a product or a service. When it comes to launching for a podcast, a lot of people focus on the bit where we start telling people about it and promoting it, because that's the same kind of thing for a launch in your business. But we have a little bit before to do that. Whether you're brand new to podcasting or you're thinking about a relaunch, there's all the stuff at the start that needs to go on. You need to be thinking about exactly what you're doing with the intent of your podcast. And this is exactly what I spend plenty of time doing with clients during their strategy sessions. It's one of the biggest pieces of time that we spend delving in on everything, what you're going to be talking about, what you're going to be doing, and why. Why are we doing that podcast episode? Why is it titled that way? Why is the topic that? What's the outcome that we're looking to get from there? And when you're first starting a podcast, you have to be able to judge how good you are talking, because your launch takes a rough particular amount of time. But realistically, there is an unknown element whenever I work with someone that there's a bit where we need to look at how confident you are on camera, if you're going to do it on camera, or in general, just talking to a microphone. How confident are you at that? How good are you at coming up with content concepts? So overall, the process can take anywhere between 3 months if you're going to do a solid launch to it, through to 6 months is kind of the latter end. But in some cases, if you need more practice and you're not prioritizing it, one of the biggest issues is not making your podcast a priority, then it can take even longer. But the launch itself is a six-week part of the process. And I'll talk through that six-week concept in a little bit. And prior to that, it just depends on how used to being on camera you are, how well you know your topics, your audience, how much market research you need to do, which is why my program is 6 months long for those that are launching or for those that are growing, because we kind of have to go back a step to be able to reassess. And if you do it quicker, it just means that you get more coaching on what you can do to actually grow, as opposed to getting the basics and foundations in place to make it all happen. When it comes to launching a podcast, you have two options. It's either hard launching the podcast or soft launching, a little bit like if you ever soft launch a new girlfriend or boyfriend, a new partner, or you do a hard launch, letting people know who they are by bringing them to an event, or you just put some little teaser photos out on Instagram. They're the two kinds of things, and they get different responses initially, but they also allow you to do your launch in your own way. So what a hard launch might look like is if you decide that you are going to maximize the exposure about your podcast prior to it happening, that means that you are posting about it a lot on your social media. You might be messaging people. You might even run a competition to incentivize people to get ready to follow on the release day, to get ready to listen, to make sure that they put reviews on. Incentivize it with a competition, with a product from your company. And in most cases, the theories that I've heard and the strategies that I've heard are that you give something away for free that everybody gets, so some sort of freebie that you've got available that you haven't yet launched or isn't actually available right now. And then you also have a bit of a prize for one person to win that is a bit more premium, whether it's a higher tier of your product or it's an Amazon gift card, whatever it might be that suits you, to incentivize the action. Because as much as people love us and support us, psychologically, people want to know what's in it for them. So it makes sense to have some sort of incentive to say, please like my podcast. Other people go down more formal routes, as I would call them, which is using PR. So getting in touch with magazines, online and offline, and trying to get press regarding your release. Now, both of these methods are all well and good if you feel super confident about what you're doing, and they suit some people better than others. Because if you have come into podcasting with a background in content where you might already be doing lives quite confidently and can talk to no end about what you do without too much stuttering, you know your content, you know your market well, and you're just there to share your knowledge, then this kind of launch is going to be better for you because you probably already have some kind of status in your network. You're already known a little bit for what you do. So now you're just leveraging that and you have that full confidence and competence at delivering your information and doing it in a way that comes across as personable on a podcast. At the other end of the spectrum, we have what's called a soft launch. And I accidentally did a soft launch, or I didn't even know there was such a thing back in the day, because why would I know about incentivizing people through competitions? Why would I think about PR? I just posted it a couple of times on social media. So by default, I did a soft launch. Now, a soft launch is nicer if you're kind of tiptoeing into the game. Now, most people, when they decide they want a podcast, are quite certain about it. They know they want to do it and they know they want to grow it. But at the same time, there's the element of feeling confident. And I know that even if you have already developed the decision to do a podcast, inside you might be thinking, oh my God, like people are going to hear me even more and I'm going to have to speak more eloquently or in a longer form. This is not like Instagram or TikTok where I get to like cut it and do little bits here and there. I've got to talk for a long time. And if you're working with me, then you're probably talking on your own most of the time. So how do I do that? And what will people think of me? You've got all of these thoughts. So a soft launch can be useful for somebody like that who is putting themselves out there in a new way for the first time. Now, there is a way that we can bridge that. Instead of actually going, oh, I'm really nervous about this and I'm going to make my podcast the first nervous thing I do, actually, we can do a long form video that goes out on Instagram, or we can do a live on Instagram and build your confidence up that way. Because the way to build confidence with anything in life, bearing in mind I used to do confidence work with single women on dating, doing things alone, and I teach maths to teenagers, it's the same thing. Confidence is built by you taking that one step outside of the comfort zone at the thing that you're scared of doing. And then you take your second step outside. And then you take another step and another step. And you're suddenly like, oh my God, that literally wasn't as hard as I thought. And you're walking along like nothing was ever a problem. And you're like, I can't even believe I was even worried about this. It's always the comment. And you feel really excited about it. In my case, I hadn't done that many long form videos. I had dabbled during lockdown. I'd done lessons. I think that was my confidence. But my tone is a little bit softer if you go back and listen to the very first videos. And it was very much scripted, that first episode as well, which even on a hard launch, people will have had scripts and supportive notes to help them through. That actually doesn't change necessarily, unless you're super confident, such as me, where I have a page of vague notes nowadays of things that I know I want to say. And otherwise, you're hearing me just talking about launches. So in that sense, it might be your preferred way. And you're like, you know what? Yes, I do want to grow the podcast. But when it comes to it at the start, I just want to get it done. I want to get a few episodes out there and I want to feel how it's going. And that's what we call a soft launch. And you post it on your socials. And it might just be by default that you decide to do that. Now, the difference in the result of the two will be that the people that have run the competition, and if they have managed to get any press on it, are going to get more downloads quicker. That is what's going to happen if you do what's called a hard launch, because you're bringing immediate attention to your podcast straight away. And the quality won't actually matter at that point, because you've done it on incentivization, you've done it on press, it's just going to get some momentum. And then your job is to keep it up there. On the soft launch, your downloads are going to be less, because you aren't utilizing and leveraging your audience. You might not even have much of an audience right now. And that content that you're creating is going to create the content that's going to go out there to get your audience. And that's okay, because they both work. They are both suitable. It depends on what you're trying to do. Now, the teams of hard launchers that are out there that say that that's maybe the only way or is the best way, will say that because yes, you get the downloads there quickly. And what that means as a result is that you can chart quicker. You can get into the Apple podcast charts, and even that in itself then feeds its own content, because once you've got a little screenshot of you in the top 100, the top 50, the top 10, etc., even just momentarily, wherever you've made it into the chart is a great little picture to show, and it's going to get attention in itself, and then people are going to look and go, oh, it's already made it into the chart, she only just released it. Exciting. So that is how you decide which kind of chart you want to do. The slower version doesn't mean that you're not going to get seen though. I started The Single Girl's Guide to Life over in that corner at a table. No one had a video and I posted it. And I don't know how many listens I got on the first episode. Not many. And through the promotion of the podcast organically, I've never paid for an ad, using clips, getting it repurposed, it grew to over 100,000 downloads. It was in. Was it quite in the top 10 of the charts at one point? It was quite high up. It was definitely top 20. I've got the screenshot of it because I was up by Michelle Obama and Matthew Hussey, which in my realm is very good. So it was fun to be there. And it often goes into the top 200 of various different podcast charts, mostly Great Britain, but you get some interesting countries sometimes that suddenly there's a weird peak in something like Kenya and you're like, wow, okay, we're properly international. The Spotify for Podcasters Wrapped, because you get one of those extra, because you're a podcaster, you get an extra Wrapped, will tell you about the countries it's been in, it'll tell you about the downloads, it'll tell you about the percentages. So that's the idea. Now, that kind of launch, especially if you are going to do a hard launch, especially if you're going to get press involved, that goes back quite far. Press work in advance. They want to know your dates and it needs to fit with them. When they're doing stuff for like Christmas, it was planned months ago. And I mean months. And you'll sometimes see little requests for some PR things as things warm up towards Christmas. But the big people, they're planning it months in advance. So when it comes to thinking about launching a podcast and you want to get that kind of media attention on it, then you've got to think, how can I get in touch with those people? Now, PR agencies potentially can get to these people quicker. That's the whole point of them. But if you're doing it on your own, you've got to try and reach out a number of times and at the right time when they're planning. There are also podcast websites that want to share with their community new podcasts. So that one's not so time sensitive, but it's worth thinking about, does it make sense for me to get promoted in these things? In terms of launching to the people around you, telling people you're doing it, creating the buzz on social media, you're looking at creating the energy around the release of this podcast. So teasing little elements of the podcast. It doesn't even have to be the content. It can be the cover art. It can be the name. And it starts to build this. And you'll want to do that for a few weeks. It's about 6 weeks before that you start that process. And then at 2 weeks before is when you really lean into teaser trailers and really warming people up to going, oh, I want to listen to this. What is this? And finding out more about it up until the very day of launch, where you're then releasing it, getting people to interact with the content on the day on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So it's all about that. So that bit has a 6 week. But prior to that, you need to have everything ready, or at least in the pipeline to be ready. So if you take another 6 weeks back, hence why we're at 3 months, you've got your 3 months of planning and you're starting to record, whether that's the intros, the outros, and then the podcast episodes themselves. Again, if you're starting out new, you might have to do a few recordings of the first ones. If you're a veteran, you won't need that so much. So you can probably whack those out quicker. That said, on a launch, you're gonna want at least 4 episodes to release with. And again, this is because whoever you do get to listen to the podcast has something to listen to more than just one episode. That way, you get more downloads on the first day and it will get you up in the charts. This depends how much the charting is of importance to you. And I have a disconnect with it personally myself, because it feels like playing the system. But I have to tell you the strategy, because it works. It's not that it doesn't work. It's just that to me, it feels inauthentic and gimmicky. It feels like I'm being given a reward for gaming the system. And I don't like that. And I also stand proud of the fact that I don't feel like I ever did that with the Single Girl's Guide to Life. But you could argue that the way that I cut clips up, and I was doing that manually back then, I would sit and listen to my own podcast and choose which clips I thought were going to get the most attention online. You could argue that that is as much of playing a system as it is trying to get people to get you in the charts. So I stand down at that approach, and that's why I share it with you. I don't think either one is better or worse. Actually, from the success I've seen, going with a hard launch is a very strong way to do it. But I just don't know. And maybe it's because I managed to do it without. And maybe I just feel like that's a lovely, nice, natural, organic way, a little bit more of growing a podcast. And some people are going to sit in that camp with me. And some of you are going to sit in the other camp. And no matter what, whoever I work with, it's your choice. We will base it on your current audience. We'll base it on your network. We'll base it on your strength of the content and how well you know what you're talking about and the people that you're serving and how specific we can be and get it out there. And it doesn't matter which way. Either way, we'll have a podcast to start working with, because the first 3 months are all about planning and launching. And then the second 3 months is about being consistent, and you consistently deliver your content. You show people what you're about. You're there. The launch will have got you somewhere, potentially got you some attention, got you initial followers, people to talk to and interact with. And then after that is where it really matters, because it's all well and good getting in the top charts, but you've got to keep going with this now. You might season it up. You might say, well, I'm only going to do 13, and you record all 13 before you've even released. And it gives you a point to relaunch again for season 2. Another little tactic that you can do to keep excitement around your podcast. I'd never had a break, not until right at the end with the Single Girl's Guide to Life. It just kept on going, and sticking with that, getting into the routine of content creation, leveraging it. If there's one thing I'm bloody good at, it is leveraging the hell out of a piece of content. Hence why we call me the clever content creator, even if it is self-proclaimed. There's no way I'm not getting loads out of content and getting it on plenty of platforms to get me attention online. It takes longer. It's organic. But I get to grow with the podcast in that way. I get to learn as I go. I'm thinking about changing the name of the podcast. Insider secret, an exclusive right there. I'm thinking of changing the name of this podcast. What if I had done all of this PR around the name of the other one? It wouldn't be the end of the world. I'd have the followers. Then I've got to do a whole load of work with those followers to get them to know a new one. Sometimes we have these ideas. Sometimes we are fluid with it. And I'm a very fluid creator. Especially at this stage, I'm at startup. I can't commit to all of these things and expect them never to change. But hey, maybe in a few months' time, once I've really got it nailed, I can decide, okay, now I know the new name, going to take a pause, going to do a relaunch, going to get attention on it, kapow, let's try that method. There's no harm in that. People have rebranded. People have renamed their podcast and they're still here and they're still out there. So in terms of the length of time it takes to launch, 6 weeks, no matter what, hard or soft, because you've got to plan that section of promotion beforehand. In terms of getting the podcast actually ready and strategized, unless you're coming into that with that already planned, you need 3, 4 to 6 weeks before that, depending on how much you know that already, depending on how your skills are. I mean, if you're editing it and you're learning to edit it yourself for the first time, that can be a bit of an uphill journey to learn how to do it. It's not super hard, but it's a new platform. It's a new piece of software. You've got to learn how to upload it to Buzzsprout. There's all these little things that if you're doing it yourself are going to take you time. But how you launch is entirely up to you with how you feel. You can take my advice and you can hear what I said there in terms of who it would suit, who it wouldn't suit, what the benefits are and what the negatives can be. There's not too many to them. Come see, come sir. But either way, make sure that you give yourself enough time to start your podcast, to get people involved, to be ready with a few episodes. Oh, and last tip before I go. You do need 4 episodes to launch with, but you also would like to have at least another 3 or 4 to give you 3 or 4 weeks worth before you have to release another new episode and get it recorded. So have 7 or 8 ready to go before you launch. And that is why it can take that little bit longer to be ready to get launched. Let me know if you have any questions at all. My DMs on Instagram are always open, or connect with me on LinkedIn and ask me questions there. If you've got a launch coming up, tell me about it, because I do listen to your podcast. I listen to your podcast to get ideas for my podcast, to get ideas for how I work with people. I think about what strategies I would put in place if I were to ever work with you. It's exciting to listen and hear what people are doing. So do drop me a message. It's heavily encouraged. And until next time, keep changing the way the world thinks, one podcast at a time.